USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. House Republicans are beginning investigations into purported censorship by social media companies like Twitter. Republican Congressman James Comer speaking on the House Oversight Committee Wednesday.
It worked hand in hand with the FBI to monitor the protected speech of Americans.
One former content manager for Twitter, Monica Navarroli, said rank-and-file employees were being ordered to moderate more than they could.
Content moderators like me did the very best that we could.
At the time, Twitter took action against the story over concerns of hacking. Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez gives the whole thing an eye roll.
A whole hearing about a 24-hour hiccup in a right-wing political operation. That is why we are here right now.
The president takes his State of the Union message to the battleground state of Wisconsin.
Speaking in Madison, Wisconsin Wednesday, President Biden said America is back in the making stuff business.
We're building an economy from the bottom up and the middle out with products made in America with union labor.
He also told the crowd not to believe Republicans when they say they won't cut Social Security and Medicare. Republican members of Congress booed the president when he made those comments during his State of the Union.
Correspondent John Schaefer. Tragedy compounding tragedy, and the death toll rises again after Monday's earthshakers in Turkey and Syria. There are now more than 15,000 people confirmed dead, and a lingering human health crisis may be emerging. The director of the CDC says more public money will be needed to continue to mitigate any future threats from COVID-19. Rochelle Walensky spoke before Congress today.
To maximize our potential and to fully protect the nation's health, we also need critically important help from you in Congress.
Walensky says the CDC is committed to making real changes that will be more helpful for Americans. This is USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/DNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
U.S. military divers have reportedly been searching underwater for any remaining parts that could be useful from that Chinese spy balloon shot down last weekend off the coast of South Carolina. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken earlier today.
Beijing violated international law and U.S. sovereignty.
President Biden says he does not think the shootdown will impact relations between the U.S. and China. He was asked about it in an interview with PBS NewsHour this evening. Mortgage application volume is on the rise. The Mortgage Bankers Association says it increased by nearly 7.5% last week. The surge was driven in large part by a spike in those seeking to refinance. That number jumped by 18%, despite the 30-year rate staying essentially unchanged. You might be able to own a memento from one of the greatest authors of the last century.
For decades, Larry McMurtry chronicled life in Texas of the Old West and of more modern times. Now his private possessions are going up for auction.
We have the things that are sort of most intimate to him, including his typewriters, where he produced these masterpieces.
Rob Vogt says the auction's in late May in San Antonio.
His boots and his guns and his watch and his writing desk. So we've got some great stuff.
Larry McMurtry wrote the Lonesome Dove novels, as well as more contemporary books like The Last Picture Show and Terms of Endearment. He died 2 years ago at age 84. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.